T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Cookin' Joe. Ron, I've discovered that, let's get back to Antonio Brown a little while. I was about to dive back into that. I can't do it right now. Let's go into what we were going to go into, which is Clint Hurdle, Neil Huntington, both expressing extreme optimism about the Pirates. Now, on one hand, what would you expect, right? Hurdle says,
right, that's what everybody does at this time of the year.
We believe we're here to win a world championship. That's what we believe we're here to do, and we've talked about it. The players have approached me about it. What do the players do when they approach the manager? Say what?
We're going to win it all, Skipper.
That's about it. And Huntington, equally optimistic, or so it would seem, and he's saying, this club has a feel we can be a postseason team. We believe we can be a team that can advance deep in the postseason. Championship teams are based typically around starting pitching, and you win the games you're supposed to win because of your back end, then you score. What do you make of these comments, Ron, and do you share the same optimism?
Well, no, I don't share the same optimism because I don't really like the lineup, but I get why they're saying what they do. They have to be optimistic. Every team is optimistic when they go to spring training, and I think they have a legitimate right to feel good about the rotation and the pitching staff in a whole. I love the four starters, providing Musgrove and Archer are healthy. I wish kind of Nova was still there. I think he's a very, a veteran presence that would have helped them. And I like the bullpen. I think with Kella and obviously Rivera. I can't even keep track. What is it? Rivera? Vasquez? What's his name now?
Vasquez now.
Yeah, I can't keep track. I like their pitching staff. I just don't know that they're going to be able to score enough runs to win. I think the division got stronger. Everybody else did more than they did in the offseason. And I know their response is, well, we had the best record in the division last year. Well, okay, that was last year. And everybody else has gotten better. Well, you have the best record in the division this year. I have my doubts, but I'm certainly not going to blame them for being optimistic day two or three or whatever it is of spring training. I get it.
Yeah, okay.
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I do.
What about outside the division?
Well, their record was 82-79. They did have a winning record, if that means anything. Only the fourth time in, the last 25, 20-some years? So, but I'm with you, Joe. I got to see more from the lineup. Maybe Gung will hit 30 home runs. Maybe Bell will hit 30 home runs this year. Maybe Polanco will come back in May and hit a bunch of home runs. Maybe. I don't know, though. I don't know.
Follow us on Twitter, 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. And you can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line, 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Well, let's move on to that then, which is Gung, Colin Moran at third base, Ron, and it doesn't sound like it's going to be a platoon. Huntington says we're going to tell both those guys to focus on winning that third base
job. Best man wins the job, right?
I kind of like Gung's chances in that battle, don't you?
2 years, though, Joe. It's been a long time. I know he got back late last year in the last weekend of the season, but he's basically hasn't played in 2 years. We'll see how much he has left.
Maybe I'll rephrase it. If I'm a Pirate fan, I want Gung to win that battle because in him I see boom or bust, and then in Moran I just see kind of an average player, if that, right?
Yeah, I mean, he was a rookie last year. He did okay at times, not so good at other times, not really strong defensively. Gung was a real fine defensive player in his day before he got hurt, and then obviously after the basically being suspended from baseball. Yeah, I would think Gung has a better chance to win.
Are we missing something here, Ron? I'm not optimistic either, but I kind of like the pitching.
I really like the pitching. I mean, I liked it a little better with Nova, but I'm still pretty high on the pitching. Now, Musgrove, a little scary today. I read in a paper where he says he may not quite be ready for opening day, but it's going to be close. You just worry about how those guys are going to bounce back from injuries. I don't know that I think Tyone has a chance to be as good as last year. I don't know if Trevor Williams, he was like the best pitcher in baseball from the All-Star break on. Can he do that again? But the whole key to me, the rotation is Archer. You know, can he pitch like he did in August? Not like he did in, excuse me, like he did in September. Not like he did in August. I think he determines a lot of what success they'll have.
Yeah, and I wonder. And Musgrove, I mean, the fact remains.
He's coming off in his surgery.
And hasn't had a full good season as a starting pitcher
in
the majors
yet. I like his want-to, though. I really do.
Yeah, I love it. And I love the stuff he has.
More than,
I do.
You know, when Hurdle called him the team's second-best athlete last year after Marte, I thought that was a pretty big
But the fact remains, it hasn't happened yet.
Nope.
I'd like to see it, but it hasn't happened. Where are you with the Pirates out there at 412-928-9370? Are we missing something here? Are they going to be better than people think they are?
Now, I heard Eric Hagman, who's with the team now in Bradenton, was on one of the shows saying they asked him what his big takeaway was. It's only a couple days, obviously. He said just the presence, the way these four starting pitchers are walking around, like they think they have something good. They're very confident. He said you can just see it in the way they carry themselves. We'll see if that carries over into the field. Obviously, that's what they want to sell everybody on. Their rotation, if those guys pitch like they did last year, especially Tyone and Williams, could be as good as anybody in the league.
Well, the other thing is they could pitch very well, Ron, but they won't score.
You could lose a lot of 2-1 games maybe.
So, I mean,
and Eric also said the other thing that stood out for him was he said Bell was just in such fabulous shape.
Right.
He used the word ripped. He said he's just ripped. So we'll see if that's
he's the key to the offense for me.
We'll see. Oh, yeah, and I think Archer is for the pitching. Would you agree?
Yes. They need a high, high-impact bat, and he's the best candidate. I mean, all other things being equal, you kind of know what you're going to get from Marte if he's healthy. Polanco, maybe a bit of a wild card coming off an injury, but to me, Bell is the key to that offense. Do you agree?
Yeah, absolutely I do.
How about shortstop? Huntington says in a perfect world, you find one guy, because if you have two, then the one that's playing seems to always look over his shoulder, and you may not always get the true ability to play through. So you got Gonzalez and you got Newman. He says Newman is a different guy than he was in September, that he was beaten down a little bit. I'm not overly encouraged by that position, are you?
No, I'm not either. And, you know, Eric Gonzalez, well, he was buried in Cleveland. He was behind good players. Usually good players, they find spots for somewhere, if not trading them somehow. You know, he may end up being the real deal. We'll see. I'm not comfortable with that position at all.
You like Adam Fraser at second?
You know what? I don't know that I like him as an everyday player. I keep saying that, and he keeps proving me wrong because he keeps producing. I didn't like the move there. You know, putting him there every day, but he kept proving me wrong. We'll see if he can do it over a full season.
All right, Ron. 412-928-9370. The Pirates are in spring training, going to launch their season pretty soon, and I'm curious where the fans stand on this team right now. Is there any sense of optimism? Is there anger? Is there apathy? Is there hope? What is it? 928-9370, and of course, we have more AB talk. We have an Ed Bouchette column to talk about. We have a Jerry Dulac story regarding Le'Veon Bell to talk about. It's all ahead on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.